Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 1, verses 6 to 8. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. John was determined to help people to see that Jesus and only Jesus is the light of the world. John the Baptist had a really important part to play, but he wasn't the light. He simply prepared people to meet with Jesus. John wanted his readers to make sure that they were only looking for life's meaning and purpose in Jesus. There is a traditional story from the Middle East which I've always loved. It tells of a man hunting for something in the middle of a dusty road. A stranger approached him and asked him what he was looking for. "I'm looking for my key," replied the man. "Where did you lose it?" asked the stranger. "Oh," the man replied, "I lost it in my house." The stranger looked puzzled and asked, "So if you lost it in your house, why are you looking for it in the middle of the road?" The man replied, "Because there's more light out here." This sums up what is happening in our society. People want to find meaning and purpose for their lives, but they're looking in the wrong place. They need to look to Jesus and to find true light that he came to bring. The role of John the Baptist was crucial, and his task was not to draw attention to himself, but to point to Jesus. John couldn't possibly save people from their sins or give people eternal life, but he knew a man who could, and his ministry was focused on helping people to meet and follow him. Our role is similar to that of John the Baptist. We're never called to draw attention to ourselves, as if we have the answers to people's needs. Our task is to point to Jesus so that they can find new life in him. So let me ask you a question. Where do you think people look to find meaning and purpose in their lives? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for all those people who've helped us to meet Jesus. Us to be faithful in supporting others to follow him. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind. And it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.